On the evening of March 1st, 2020, Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a press release. It announced that a case of COVID-19 had been found in New York. He said nobody should worry, saying that there was no reason for undue anxiety and that the risk to the general public was low in New York. He said he and his team were on top of the situation.
Good morning.
The next day, Cuomo began the first of what would become a daily ritual for the next 100 days by holding a coronavirus briefing. Cuomo also began what would come to be a tradition in the briefings, offering anecdotes about his family members to make his points. He said his daughter called him to say that she was nervous about news of the virus and wanted to know the facts of what was going on.
The facts defeat fear. Because the reality is reassuring. It is deep breath time. This, first of all, this is not our first rodeo with this type of situation in New York.
But the ride, of course, was much rougher than Cuomo or anyone imagined. By March 15th, the state had over 750 cases. St. Patrick's Day celebrations were canceled. And by the end of the month, Cuomo, after initially hesitating for several days, ordered a shutdown of the economy and the schools. College students were told not to return after spring break. By early April, over 18,000 people were in the hospital and some wards were overloaded. The governor and his staff desperately searched the world markets for more ventilators. Nearly 800 were dying each day.
Bad news isn't just bad. The bad news is actually terrible.
Masks in public became mandatory. Cuomo wrote a book about his management of the pandemic and won an Emmy for the briefings. In June, with the infection rate slowing, many New Yorkers took to the streets as part of the Black Lives Matter movement, incensed over the treatment and killing of African Americans by police. 2.6 million New Yorkers lost their jobs during the pandemic's first year, and the state's antiquated unemployment system struggled to keep up. Many positions have returned, but some are gone for good. Cuomo's political fortunes, like the path of the virus, have risen and fallen throughout this past year. The governor's handling of the nursing homes during the pandemic had been questioned early on, and state lawmakers and some families of residents who died of COVID pressed for the release of the number of residents who died in hospitals. Months later, Cuomo's health commissioner continued to say he was still compiling the numbers. Then, in late January, Attorney General Tish James released a report that found the Cuomo administration had undercounted the deaths by 50%. Cuomo took responsibility for an information vacuum, but he didn't exactly say he was sorry for keeping the numbers quiet.
Apologize? Look, I have said repeatedly, we made a mistake in creating the void. When we didn't provide information, it allowed press, people, cynics, politicians to fill the void.
And Cuomo is also facing allegations that he sexually harassed two former aides, something he denies and says he is truly sorry for if his remarks created any unintentional misunderstandings. The attorney general is launching an investigation with subpoena powers. On February 24th, when the charges were first made public, Cuomo canceled a scheduled coronavirus briefing. He's released the daily figures on the infection rate and number of New Yorkers who have passed away. But the governor, with his political future in potential jeopardy, has not held a public coronavirus briefing since. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.